Hello, and thank you for listening to this episode of Z Action. The IBM Z platform has never been more exciting, with partners and developers leveraging the latest emerging technologies to maximize clients' needs. Each month, we meet some of the world's most innovative companies as they share how they're expanding horizons and driving success with IBM Z. This is IBM Z in action right now, Z Action. I'm Lee Sullivan with the IBM Z ISV ecosystem team, and today we welcome Comforte, a leading data security software company with more than 20 years of experience in protecting mission-critical systems. Joining us is Felix Rosbach, VP of Products with Comforte. He's here to talk about data security on the mainframe and their data security platform. Thanks for being here, Felix.
Hi. Yeah, awesome. Nice to be here and very excited about it.
Yeah, good to have you. So let's get into it. Why is data security so important today? Can you give us some details on why you think this is important and what the drivers are?
That's a pretty bold question. So actually, I mean, if we think about it, kind of in the meantime, everybody should be aware why data security is kind of inevitable. I would say you need to take a look at it. Most of the companies we are working with, which is kind of the larger banks, the larger enterprises out there. They do it because of priority one driver is regulations. Yeah, so PCI DSS 4.0 coming into effect fully in March 25. The privacy regulations and usually the mainframe is sitting at a very interesting spot, a very important spot in those companies, being the kind of key platform to run their kind of business processes, their business applications on. Where a lot of sensitive data, a lot of regulated data often is stored, is processed, comes kind of to that system. And so kind of course, it becomes a priority on the radar of the risk teams, of the security teams, not only for the perimeter defense, basically making sure that the access to the mainframe as a hardware or as a kind of a physical system is protected, but also kind of the access controls around it, and of course the data security of that system. That is really a kind of a core component there. In addition to that, kind of the data on the mainframe is extremely valuable. Yeah? So it's oftentimes kind of giving us insights into what the customers are doing or certain trends in the enterprise. And so the data on the mainframe, companies want to share it. They want to use it. They want to analyze it. They want to work with it, which basically, results in a situation where you need to not only consider the security on the mainframe itself, but also the systems where the data is moving, which is something where we have an eye on and where we help companies with. Yeah.
Yeah. So what sort of data types need to be protected, and what affects this?
Absolutely. I mean, in essence, kind of what we see most often on the mainframe, we are talking about structured data. We are talking about transactional data, for example, or PII data in the databases that kind of used in the, for example, the core banking software or that are used in kind of those environments where you need a mainframe, where you have the availability needed. So that's kind of oftentimes the types of data that are also very kind of valuable, the type of data that is searched for by attackers, basically. If you find a very cool sorted database that has all the relevant information that you're looking for and you can basically get away with that, that's something that is really enticing. So that's on the one side. On the other side, kind of oftentimes what we also see, there is some form of relevant kind of production relevant data. If you use the mainframe in another context, right, that might be relevant. I'm looking for the word. So blueprints and kind of intellectual property. Here we go. The word. That's also sometimes there's use cases where intellectual property is on the mainframe that needs to be protected, and companies are giving that a higher priority as well.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned how, you know, certain people are sniffing around and are looking for sorts of data that are interesting, right, that they might want to go after. I mean, how do you measure that risk? How do you measure the security risk on your mainframe?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of different things you can do to measure risk. And I think measuring risk and tying that to money is always a difficult exercise. In cybersecurity, we often go by classifying, for example, the assets, classifying the data, understanding, okay, what would be the impact if a certain type of data or a certain asset is compromised or is breached or stolen. So that is some aspect of it. Another aspect is the kind of the impact of certain attack scenarios, yeah? Meaning someone gets full access to that system versus someone gets access to a connected system. That is also something that you keep in mind usually. And then, of course, the probability of an attack. Yeah, that's also relevant. You try to reduce that as well. And you can monetize that, which is always kind of the key idea here, because you need to oftentimes make sure that you can justify an investment in a certain security solution or in a certain measure. And if you want to do that, you can tie that either to the regulations. So saying, okay, we expect a certain fine or we expect a certain impact if that is happening, but also kind of to the downtime of the systems, for example. And we see quite a few of those methodologies working out there. As I said, oftentimes used to understand what kind of level of investment is justified or makes sense. Is the risk worth the certain investment, or kind of should we go for another approach? But also to show kind of that a certain system like the mainframe is very crucial, and that you need to do something about it, that you need to take care of it, and make sure that you have all the measures in place to protect that system that are kind of usable relevant, basically.
Well, you mentioned regulations, and earlier on you had mentioned PCI DSS 4.0. How do privacy regulations fit into this security?
Yeah, absolutely. So privacy regulations, I mean, generally speaking, those regulations from a legal perspective, they are talking very little about the actual technology behind. So they don't list kind of best practices, what technology to use. They don't list which systems affected. They basically give you a set of legal requirements or legal obligations, and you need to comply with that. So if you have a system that contains a lot of relevant information, a lot of privacy relevant information, a lot of PII, for example, that system is a very important system to protect, a very important system to consider in your strategy. And that is kind of where the mainframe comes into play. But also, and as I alluded to it earlier, the data on the mainframe oftentimes is shared, is kind of moving in the enterprise, and you need to be really careful what you open up for, right? So the data analytics teams, we often see that the data analytics teams in kind of financial services institutions, they want to get access to the mainframe data, ideally in real time, understanding what kind of is happening with the customers. And you open up connections, you open up data kind of to data pipelines to extraction from the database on mainframe. And the mainframe teams are usually a bit careful when it comes to those situations. And you need to have the right countermeasures in place. You need to have the right technology in place to ensure that this is kind of happening in a secure fashion, basically.
Yeah. Well, you know, we hear a new phrase I hear a lot is data-centric security. Can you talk about that? What exactly is data-centric security?
Data-centric security is a very interesting concept. In essence, if you think about data security, you oftentimes thought about encryption or just kind of making sure that the data is locked away, volume level encryption, which are all important tools and they serve their specific use cases and are important. Data-centric security is more of a concept, and it follows essentially two principles. So protect the data as early as possible is the first principle, and then deprotect only when it's absolutely necessary. And if you think that through, in essence, what we are trying to achieve when we talk about data-centric security, we are trying to reduce the exposure of clear text data as much as possible. And that's across a system. So not just kind of in a single application or a single database. You want that to kind of to spread across a larger set of applications and servers, basically an entire stack. The reason for that is kind of basically we are turning our concept around. In the past, we basically had the data in the clear and we were protecting wherever possible. With that, of course, you have a lot of places where it's in the clear or you do a lot of different types of protection. With data-centric, what you want to do is you want to protect by default, run on the protected data, and only decide for those kind of individuals or applications that really need access to data or a subset of the data, not everything. The more granular you can get there, the better to get that access. And that fundamentally changes how you kind of see risk. If you have per default the data protected, that has a lot of benefits for like data sharing scenarios. That has a lot of benefits for kind of compliance overall in a lot of the financial services institutions we are working with. It can reduce the audit scope, right? If you have the PCI DSS audits that you undergo and you have data protected in a certain fashion, kind of the scope is reduced quite drastically. Maybe systems fall out of scope entirely, which is reducing costs quite drastically. So data-centric security is a concept. And of course, you need the right tools, the right technology, of course, the right procedures to build up that idea and maintain it as well, right?
So what's the Comforte offering in this space?
Yeah, absolutely. So Comforte, I always like to try to talk about the value first before the technology, So in general, if we think about data security as two ends of the spectrum, right? Imagine a line, and on one end of the spectrum, you have absolute full access to data. Data is in the clear. Data is everywhere. You can use it. That's what we had kind of 30 years ago, 25 years ago, oftentimes. Yeah. So whatever you want to do with it, do it. Yeah? That's the utility side of the spectrum. On the other end, if we go to the complete other end of the spectrum, we have deletion. Yeah? We could say, okay, we delete all the data. That's the most secure way to deal with it. Yeah. So the hackers can't do anything with it. The problem is we also can't do anything with it. Yeah. That's not good. So in essence, what we have, the situation we have is we have the regulations put a line in the sand somewhere in the middle and saying, okay, this is what you can do with the data. This is what we don't want you to do with the data. Yeah? PCI has some requirements that go in that direction. We have the privacy regulations. They all put a line in the sand. And what we help you do is basically move as close as possible to that line by preserving absolute utility on the data while still being compliant and acting in the realm of kind of compliance. Yeah? And to do that, you need to have, as I said, a couple of different things in your toolkit, basically. You need to understand where the data is. You need to understand the data landscape. So we have discovery and classification as a part of our platform. We keep an up-to-date inventory, so we don't do that once and then kind of create an Excel sheet where your data is, but basically keep that up-to-date. That's a key component. Then, of course, the policy aspect is quite important. We offer and help you to manage the policy centrally, roll them out kind of automatically, enforcing them across all the different points where you have data protection in place. Couple of different protection methods, ranging from masking on the presentation layer to format preserving encryption, tokenization, adding more even on the roadmap, so kind of staying up to date in the protection technologies there. And then on the last end, integrating it into your existing business applications. And it's also a key thing, kind of the best security solution out there. Makes no sense, right? It doesn't make any difference if you can't integrate it into your business application. And that's also something where we are really kind of having an eye on and helping our customers with.
Good. What about what role does AI play in data security as AI becomes more important? How is this going to affect the security landscape?
That's also a very good question. I think everywhere. Yeah, it's that's no question anymore. At least from a marketing perspective, it affected the market already for a couple of years. So when you went to RSA or something, AI was everywhere. But I see now, kind of, now we have the practical use cases, and we see it more and more, kind of, yeah, having an impact. And I think it's on both ends, right? You have that impact on the protect AI side and preserve privacy with the AI, right? So the AI being the tool and security happening around it, which is currently starting more and more companies, also with the EU AI Act, kind of worrying about what happens if my customer data is kind of in ChatGPT, or my kind of intellectual property, again searching for the word, is in ChatGPT, right? That's one aspect. Then the next aspect is we see AI being used to attack companies, and kind of course it started with phishing and the improved emails, but now we see more use cases beyond that, where kind of malware is constructed much more quickly based on all of those tools, and they're kind of much more customized. And then, of course, the good side, the security vendors using AI more and more themselves and making reactions faster, making automation a bit easier. What we use it for, and what is kind of our take on it, is kind of identifying sensitive data in unstructured data, for example, but also kind of protecting, building the perimeter around the AI and around the models and the prompt engineering, basically in a secure fashion. That's something that we have on the radar.
Yeah, well, it's only going to become more important too as we move into this era.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, what's next for Comforte? What's on the horizon for your company this year?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think kind of there's a couple of cool things happening on our end. I alluded to it with the AI exercises that we do. I think we are kind of focusing for quite a while already on data analytics, data sharing and insights. So wherever a company is sharing the data with other companies, data insights, AI is kind of having a big impact there. So democratization. In the past, you had to use data engineering, data analytics teams to analyze the data. We now see actually in action out there tools that basically use your and ingest your company data into the models, kind of to some vector databases based on your company data. And you can, as a normal team without any data analyst, ask the AI tool to, hey, what kind of is the prognosis for this product in this market, right? And it gives you some answer based on your company data. All of that needs, of course, to be protected. You don't want the employees necessarily to ask, hey, give me the average salary of my team, right? Or give me the salary of that guy. So that's usually the challenges that we are facing there. So that's the space we are focusing on. We just recently signed a very cool partnership with ACI Technologies. So we are kind of protecting their as a service offering as well as their customers, and kind of working on those bigger partnerships going forward, where we basically become the solution of choice when it comes to the security in those for those customers, basically, and those end customers. And I believe this is the future, working closer together with the vendors, especially when it comes to data security, working closer together with ABM, also making sure that there's a seamless and almost out-of-the-box integration for security components and add-ons, because that is basically making it much simpler for customers to implement, but also to maintain it. If we as vendors take care of that and build an ecosystem, that is only beneficial for the customers. So I think that's also something that we are working on and improving on. And I think also being here on that podcast with IBM is only going in that direction, which I think is absolutely needed. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Felix, thanks for being here today. That was a great discussion. To learn more about Comforte, visit them on the web. And as a reminder, be sure to join the ISV Ecosystem User Group on the IBMZ and Linux One community for more updates on how ISVs are innovating the IBMZ platform. You'll find links for these resources in the show notes. Thanks for joining us on Z Action. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode. We'll see you next time.